Your name?
Lori Marlowe.
Your profession?
I'm a registered nurse at Washington Hospital Center.
You have a one-day strike coming up on Friday. Talk about that.
Unfortunately, our contract expired at the Washington Hospital Center in April of last year, and we have negotiated multiple times, and during that time period, we transitioned from one union to another union, and we voted in to do a one-day strike for the hospital to even recognize our new union that the nurses voted for. At that point, the hospital finally decided that they would recognize our union and that they would continue to negotiate with us. In October, they did impose some contract changes that we have not agreed to. And come tomorrow, March 1st, they're going to initiate the remainder of the contract changes that they're going to impose on us. So we decided to go ahead and vote for a one-day strike, unfair labor practice strike, in regards to the implementation of their new contract that the nurses haven't fully agreed on. And some of the outstanding issues have to deal with staffing, which is our major concern. Health insurance, retirement, wages, arbitration, weekend staffing, those are still outstanding.
What's the message you're hoping to send to the hospital with this strike?
Well, that the nurses, we're fed up. The nurses are tired. We're going to take a stand. This is the time to finally, you know, do it for all of those times that, you know, we were so understaffed. When we asked for, you know, an extra nurse on the shift based on what's going on the unit, you know, we're told, can't give you what I don't have, or you're going to have to go with what you got. You know, that's not acceptable for the patients. This, you know, they're trying to run the hospital like a corporation and not as a hospital. And these patients need to make sure that there's enough staff so that they get the care that they deserve, so that they can get discharged at an adequate time, and then someone else who's sicker can come into the hospital.
This has been going on for some time. It started maybe with the firings last February, the historic snowstorms. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes. Well, it kind of started even before that. I would say it started back during flu season when they wanted to mandate everyone to get the flu shot. And then it turned into the snow firings. And then the first nurse, of course, that they fired was a board member of the union, and she was on the negotiating team. And it's just been an attack on the union for some strange reason. I guess because, you know, the hospital saw that we were getting stronger. We were getting much more organized due to, you know, the staffing issues. There are staffing issues in the ICU, in the emergency room, labor and delivery, cardiac, med-surg units, all over the hospital. And, you know, they wanted to kind of, you know, get the girls in place, you know.
And just to be clear, these snowstorms shut down the federal government. These were the massive snowstorms in February where, like so many, like just about everybody else, some nurses weren't able to get to the Washington Hospital
Absolutely.
Center.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the 12 years that I've been at the hospital, you know, I've been there during other snow emergencies. Of course, this one was a historical blizzard. And I have been at home for some of them where I wasn't able to make it in. There has always been a practice, and the practice has never in the past been, well, because you came into work, I'm going to fire the ones who didn't. That's not the way that you treat your staff. We're supposed to be like family. If the nurse is at home and the weather conditions are inclement, you stay home where it's safe until the roads get plowed. There has always been the policy where if you know that inclement weather is coming, the night shift that gets off stays. You get your day shift nurses in, and you work like that for up to, you know, for the next 24 hours so that you can provide safe care. Meanwhile, you're also providing employee safety by telling them, you stay at home. It's always been, no, Lori, don't worry about coming in. Such and such lives down the street. We can get transportation to her. She's willing. She's going to come in. That's when everyone steps up. No one has ever been penalized for not being able to come to work during a historical record-breaking blizzard.
Lori Marlowe, can you talk about the timing of those firings in conjunction with the beginning of negotiations between the union and the Washington Hospital Center, MedStar management?
Well, the firing started in February, and our first negotiation session was March 19th. So it was just, you know, weeks before that they chose to take this type of action.
On October 6th, 2010, article in the Washington Post by Lena Sun. I want to read a couple of sentences from it regarding staff-to-patient ratio. In labor and delivery, two nurses are supposed to be in attendance for every delivery, but we do it when we can. It just depends, said one veteran nurse who did not want to be identified. Mm-hmm. Many teenagers having babies for the first time mm-hmm. need teaching and support, mm-hmm. but nurses often only have time to do the minimum, taking vital signs and checking medications. I feel like I'm not doing the job I want to do, said the nurse who has more than 20 years experience in labor and delivery. I'm not doing a good job of taking care of them, of meeting the emotional needs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that can be as simple as holding a patient's hand or helping brush their teeth. When she squeezes that in, patients are so grateful. It just breaks my heart, she said. Nurses say the contract dispute has accelerated turnover. In April, 27 nurses left, followed by 27 in May, 30 in June, 35 in July, and 18 in August, according to hospital data. That, again, from the Washington Post, October 6th article by Lena Sun. Your response, Lori Marlowe?
You know, nurses are very dissatisfied with their job currently right now at the hospital center. When their shift is over and they go home, they, you know, and I'll speak for myself, you think about what you could have did, should have did, what wasn't done, how you would have done it differently if only, you know, you would have had the staff, you would have had the time. Management wants you out of there on time by 7:30 if you're supposed to get off. And, you know, it's a rush. If you try to be there and hold the patient's hand, if you try to talk to them, you try to educate them, you know, it's like you're penalized on the back end, and you can't do it all and take care of the patients and then still expect for the patients to feel like they got adequate quality care while they're there.
Is it that MedStar, which is the parent company to Washington Hospital Center, doesn't have the money to meet the demands of the nurses?
Oh, they have the money. They're just putting out a lot of literature stating that they haven't, but we've gotten the public financial records that show otherwise, and they've been unable to dispute that at the negotiating table.
Any final thoughts? Oh, before we get to final thoughts, Wisconsin. It has been historic protests there. Any thoughts on those protests, and then any final thoughts you have as well?
Well, it's just interesting how, you know, the working class is just, you know, is really getting destroyed. And it really concerns me because, you know, who's going to do those jobs anymore? A lot of people just want to be comfortable. You know, there are people out here that don't want to make six figures, you know, like how the hospital says, you know, 51% of their nurses make over $100,000 a year. But then when you ask them, does that include overtime? Does that include, you know, the specialty pay that they get because they have to do on-call hours and that's calculated into their salary? Oh, yes, it does. Well, then, yes, they're going to make six figures. If you're working 60 hours a week, I would hope that you're making, you know, like six figures when you're doing what you're doing at the hospital because you're working off, you know, you're working your butt off. And there's no nurse that works a shift that feels like she was overpaid and that she should have given any money back. As a matter of fact, most of us feel like we should have gotten paid a whole lot more because we're doing the job of two nurses, not just one. So as far as the Wisconsin, you know, you know, this is the time to stand up, you know, and, you know, we have to fight for our rights and we have to continue to fight for this is what collective bargaining is all about. Being able to stand up for what you believe in. And we believe that our patients deserve better care than what they're getting at the hospital.
I lied. Just one more comment to get your response. President Obama has called nurses the beating heart of healthcare. You have any response to President Obama's comment?
We are the beating heart, and we're the beating heart right here in his back door. And I really wish that he could in some way support what's going on at our hospital.
Thanks so much.